Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, what celebrities, if you could invite any celebrity over to your table on Thanksgiving and say, come over, have some pumpkin pie, watch some football, carve the turkey for me. Who's going to be sitting at your Thanksgiving dinner table? We'll each give four celebrities that we would put at our Thanksgiving dinner table. And then you can decide who has the best house. Whose house would you want to go to? Hannah, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about my little fake Thanksgiving.
Better than your real one?
Yeah, for sure. The first person I would definitely invite easily is Riley Green. I gotta have eye candy.
Okay.
He's just nice to look at.
This is your celebrity crush.
Yeah, I'd just be blushing and everything.
But this is I feel like a big mistake already, right off the bat, not to criticize it. You don't want to have your crush who you're trying to make moves on come to Thanksgiving dinner where you want to wear stretchy pants and just pig out.
No, I'll be like, honey,
you're barely gonna
eat. You gotta eat before you go.
Then you have to eat before you go. And you're like, you're not gonna eat anything. And you'll be like, hi, Riley. I'm trying to be as looking good as be as thin as possible. I want to stuff myself.
Okay, next for bad comments come out. I would invite David Spade just so I have a sense of comedy. I think he's so funny.
Go back. Stuff your face with what?
I'm not talking about stuffing face. Next, we're on to David Spade. I love a good
David
sense of
Spade. Okay,
he's so funny to me. Then I would invite Reba because she just seems like a good cook and like a mother figure. Mm. So someone needs to run the table. And then I would invite Jake Shane, the influencer, because I would need
that
like
makes sense.
I would need like a friend, and you know he'd always bring the tea and help me flirt with Riley Green.
I do think you need like the right combination of people, Kevin. Do you want to go?
That was the right combination of people. We got funny, we got a mom, we got a crush, and we got a friend.
I invited people that I know my family would enjoy.
Ooh, look at Kevin, considerate of everyone.
So the first person I invited for my lovely wife, Sarah, is Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. Now,
first off, he's Canadian, so he's already done Canadian Thanksgiving. That was in October. He's got time.
He's free.
He's free. He's available.
His schedule's wide open.
So he's going to be there, and Sarah's going to be happy, and that'll make me happy. All right, the second one is for my older brother, Paul. It's Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman.
Wow.
That'd be a good one.
That way, my brother gets to actually go to Thanksgiving.
That's funny. My mother-in-law, because they were playing on Saturday when we did our pre-Thanksgiving, they were playing, and he's like, man, he is so dreamy.
He's a good-looking guy.
You have the best Thanksgiving. Yes. He is a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking guy and a great
coach. And Ryan Reynolds, and then you have three
stunners right there.
All right, and so this was a tough one because I was like, you know, who do I invite third? Do I invite Hugh Jackman?
Damn, Kev, you really have the best looking Thanksgiving ever.
Or do I think of my daughter Kennedy and invite Tom Holland, Spider-Man?
Wow.
And you know what? Tom Holland won because Kennedy's my daughter and she loves Tom
Holland.
But
Hugh and Ryan would just run that table, which might be too much.
That might be too much.
All right.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. So finally, I thought of my son, Jackson. Who would Jackson love to have? Jackson's a lot like his father, so Dua Lipa.
I knew going to make the cut. Thank God.
She rounds out our foursome at Thanksgiving.
Seriously, you have to be at 9:10 to get to Kevin's Thanksgiving. They won't let you in the door, man, unless you're the best looking people on the planet.
No kidding.
All right. We'll give you my list because I do think you have to well round it out. You can't just have the best looking people on the planet. And then we'll give you AB's list of a bunch of people you've never heard of before from Broadway right after Eminem. I'm going to make my Thanksgiving plate disappear tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do. Hannah, are you wiping your armpits right now?
Stop!
What is happening over there?
Why did you just call me out on the radio?
I didn't know what was happening. All of a sudden, you have like a tissue paper. I'm like, what is going on?
I cannot stop laughing. I'm slap happy because I'm tired. And I'm
so it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I gonna make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Started excessively sweating. I have my Thanksgiving illness. I'm sick, and you call me out for sweating.
I start looking over at Hannah, and I see her just stuffing tissue. She was either stuffing her bra or wiping up her armpits, and I see her
probably
wiping
both.
Her
bra. Yeah,
I think the thought of Riley Green coming to your house really has got you flustered.
Hot and bothered.
What is Hannah doing over there? Okay, so we are picking, and it was clearly made Hannah all hot and bothered. Well, who would be at our Thanksgiving dinner table if we could pick any celebrities we want? Four people to invite over to a Thanksgiving dinner. Who would have the best Thanksgiving dinner? AP, do you want to? Does anyone know anyone on your list?
Yes, actually.
All right.
I think my list will surprise you.
All right.
If you put me in a room with a bunch of celebrities, I'm going to panic and I'm not going to speak.
Mm.
And so I literally can't have any of my crushes over for Thanksgiving.
That's not going to happen.
Who are your crushes? Name one or two crushes
that did not get an invite.
Ben Platt.
He's gay, so
who's
you
gay
can't
and married.
Talk to him. This is who we have trouble
gay
with
men.
Flirting with.
I mean, Shawn Mendes, Joshua Bassett.
Okay.
There's a million of them.
All right.
They're not coming over.
They both seem like quiet guys, too, so that might be an awkward Thanksgiving
dinner. Yes, exactly. So the four I chose are friends. They're all friends.
Mm.
The last four finalists from Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I think that they're famous enough that it's cool, but it's not like they're like A-list celebrities.
Who are the finalists?
Joey from The Bachelor, the Olympians Steven and Ilona, and then Chandler.
Okay. We're going to cover in the Hollywood hashtag who the winner is and all that.
Yes.
But those are the four finalists of Dancing with the Stars, and that's who'd have for Thanksgiving.
But I think they're all friends, and they can kind of carry the conversation, and then I can just, like, jump in.
Yeah,
I think you blew it. You could have had anyone at your Thanksgiving dinner choose
them. What the hell? That was not what I was expecting.
Well, their season is over. They will eat.
Yeah.
Kevin's list is too hot. AB's list is too weird. Hannah was close, but she made a couple of mistakes, I feel like. One, I don't think you want to have your celebrity crush at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
You just want to feast. And so I chose people who all kind of well-rounded off. Like you said you wanted Reba because you wanted that motherly type. I'll kick it off. I chose Dolly.
Dolly, great call.
Okay, yeah, another good call.
I think Reba's good, but I think Dolly's funnier. So I want Dolly's sense of humor in the room. Speaking of people I want to hang out with and chill with, but not my celebrity crush, Kelly Clarkson, of course.
Yeah.
I thought she was your celebrity crush.
No, yeah. I just love...
You're going back on this?
No, I just love her.
Literally, every time you talk about Kelly Clarkson, you like foam at the mouth.
I love her. I want her to be her best friend, but I'm not trying to date her. Like, her and I, we share our stories together. It's who I vent to my wife about, who I go and grab a beer with. Kelly Clarkson, I want to be my bestie. Like, literally could be my best friend.
All right. Wow.
That's why.
Plus, you need furniture. She's the spokesperson for Wayfair.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
know?
Ooh, maybe I need her. Yeah. I'm moving.
Ed Sheeran is the guy who I think is the good drinking buddy at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The guy who's like, oh, I brought over the beer. I'm hanging out with. Super friendly. Thinks he gets along with Kelly and Dolly really well. But then you need humor. I thought David Spade was a weird choice from Hannah, but I do think she is right that you need humor. But for Thanksgiving dinner, you need the uncle that's willing to call everyone out and talk ish about everyone else and spread gossip. I chose Charles Barkley. Oh. I feel like that dude is the guy who's calling everybody out at Thanksgiving and talking trash about everybody.
He mixes well with the rest of the group.
Charles? Oh, yeah. Charles is a good dude. I think he would mix well. I think those people, Kelly, Ed, and Dolly get along with everyone. Charles gets along with no one, but he's like the uncle that like everyone has at the table.
Right.
Like, you don't get along with anyone, but everyone kind of likes him because they say he says what's everyone on everyone's mind. That's the perfect
thing. And he's the guy, too, if you keep him well-fed, he's going to stick around.
Exactly, yes. Kevin. Mm-hmm. And he's going to love the food.
Right.
That's how you do it.